Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Six state lawmakers will review sexual and other workplace harassment policies in the Alaska legislature as part of a new subcommittee to work under the Legislative Council. According to the House Majority Coalition, the subcommittee will be made up of 3 members of the House and 3 members of the Senate and will be chaired by the legislature's Human Resources Manager. Taking part will be Representatives Matt Klayman and Charisse Millett, both of Anchorage, and Louise Stutes of Kodiak. The state senators taking part are Kathy Giesel of Anchorage, Anna McKinnon of Eagle River, and Peter Michicki of Soldotna. All are Republicans except for Klayman, who is a Democrat. KTOO reports the 6 lawmakers will give recommendations to the Legislative Council before the start of the legislative session in January. Fairbanks police have identified a man found dead Tuesday morning at a residence on the city's south side. Police say 44-year-old John Thomas Preshaw's death is being investigated as a homicide. Police spokeswoman Yumi McCullough says officers found Preshaw after responding to a report they received just after 6 a.m. Tuesday of an unconscious man who was bleeding at a residence on South Cushman Street. She says paramedics pronounced Preshaw dead at the scene.
Investigators are still trying to determine the cause of death for Mr. Preshaw.
McCullough says investigators ask anyone who has information about the homicide to contact police.
We don't have any suspect information to release at this time. Investigators have been working this homicide as well as the one from yesterday, so they've been pretty busy.
McCullough says no additional information about the Monday stabbing death of 57-year-old Jeanette Miller of Fairbanks is being released at this time. Miller was pronounced dead shortly after being transported by paramedics to the hospital early Monday afternoon. Police found her body at the Alaska Motel on the city's south side around noon Monday after receiving a report of a fight between 2 women and possibly stabbing. The cases are the 9th and 10th murders in the city this year, far more than have occurred in Fairbanks in other recent years. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski announced Wednesday she plans to vote in favor of the Senate's current tax overhaul legislation. The senator said the bill includes lower tax rates, doubles the child tax credit, and provides tax relief for many families by doubling the standard deduction. Murkowski added she is proud that the legislation includes a title to open a small portion of the 1002 area in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for oil exploration and development. The tax bill will be up for a vote in the Senate later this week. A University of Alaska Fairbanks student was killed in an accident along the park's highway. An Alaska State Trooper dispatch says 22-year-old Sylvester Smith of Anchorage got out of his vehicle to help a snow machiner along the highway near Anderson Monday night and was hit by a tanker truck. Troopers say the truck's driver, 65-year-old Robert Smith of Anderson, was not injured in the crash. The accident occurred after 6 p.m. Monday near Parks Highway Milepost 280, 3.5 miles south of the junction with the access road to Anderson and the Clear Air Force Station. Work to clear and map the crash scene reduced traffic flow along the section of highway for several hours Monday night. Commercial Motor Vehicle Enforcement also responded to the accident, which is being investigated. A message sent to the University of Alaska Fairbanks community from UAF Chancellor Dan White says Sylvester Smith was a petroleum engineering major and a longtime student employee with the Office of Information Technology. The letter offers condolences to Smith's family, colleagues, and friends, noting free counseling and support are available to students and staff coping with the loss. Unmanned aerial vehicles, or drones, are common tools of science, public safety, and industry. But piloting them is also a sport.
You have a camera that's mounted on the front of the drone that has a little video transmitter on it, and then you have either a screen mounted on your hand controller or a set of goggles, and now you're completely immersed, like you're riding in the cockpit of your little drone.
Matthew Westoff is a pilot for the University of Alaska Fairbanks Alaska Center for Unmanned Aircraft Systems Integration, which is sponsoring a drone race this Saturday at the UAF Patty Center Arena. Westoff says palm-sized carbon fiber quadcopters will be run through an obstacle course by a select group of skilled race pilots.
That way they can obviously put on a good show, because right now I'd probably be lucky if I make it a complete lap myself, you know. It's quite a different skill set to do these racings.
Westhoff emphasizes that drone racing can get a little wild.
They do crash a lot, and like going to a NASCAR event, you know, you go for the crashes and stuff too, and the same thing with these things.
Westhoff says representatives from UAF and the Federal Aviation Administration will be on hand to answer questions in hope of growing local interest in drone racing and holding future public competitions. Saturday's demonstration races at the Patty Center will run from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is free. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin Granger.